بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we will discuss just one of the beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That name that we will discuss today is Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah, the root letters of Fattah are Fa-ha-ta, or rather Fa-ta-ha. Fataha yaftah in Arabic means to open. Anyone who knows a little bit of Arabic says, Fatahtu al-bab, I open the door. Fatahtu, we enter the masjid, we read, Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik. O my Allah, open for me the doors of your mercies. So Fataha means to open. So Fatah is that being who opens up. Opens up what? That being who can open up anything. Nothing is closed for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If there is a difficulty, Allah opens up the windows to ease. If there is a problem, Allah opens up the doors to mercies. If there is a blocked archery, Allah can open it up. Al-Fattah, nothing is difficult for Allah. He can open up anything. So that's one meaning of Fattah. And another meaning of that being who decides. Because in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide between us with truth on the day of Qiyamah. يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ means to decide. Some of the ulama explain that Fattah الَّذِي يَفْتَحُ أَبْوَابَ الرِّزْقِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ That being who opens up the doors of mercy, of sustenance. وَيَفْتَحُ الْمُنْغَلِقَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أُمُورِهِمْ No matter how intricate a situation may be or any situation be for a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can open up and unravel and make everything easy for us, immaterial of the situation. Some ulama say, Al-Fattah, الَّذِي لَا يُغْلِقُ وُجُوهَ النِّعْمَةِ بِالْإِسْيَانِ وَلَا يَتْرُكُ إِصَالَ الرَّحْمَةِ إِلَيْهِمْ بِاللِّسَانِ That Fattah is that being who does not close the doors of mercies due to disobedience. That you disobey him, but he doesn't close the doors of mercies to us. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of our disobedience, on a daily level, did we see any decrease in any bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? We haven't seen. That yesterday you took so many breaths, well today there's going to be a decrease of those number of breaths. Yesterday you were able to take so many footsteps, today I'm going to decrease that because of disobedience.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fatah. He opens up the doors of mercies to us, despite our disobedience, negligence, and indifference to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And some ulama say fatah, الَّذِي فَتَحَ قُلُوبَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَعْرِفَتِهِ وَفَتَحَ عَلَى الْعَاصِينَ أَبْوَابَ مَغْفِرَتِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Who is Fatah? Fatah is that being who opens up the doors of recognition for the close servants. Those that are close and want to enjoy a close bond with Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens up the doors of recognition. By means we look at these signs and we'll gain recognition, understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, and will gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who are disobedient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I opened up my doors of forgiveness for them. So some door or the other is always open, whether a person is obedient, disobedient, pious or impious. Amir bin Qais radiallahu anhu, he says that every morning I recite 4 ayat of the Quran. 4 ayat I recite, I understand the meaning of it. And he says, that day I've got no stress, worry, concern of what comes to me for the day or for that evening or night. I've got no stress or worry. So he says 4 ayat. The first ayah, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to afflict you with a difficulty, there's no one to remove it. وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ, and if Allah intends good for you, فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ, no one can remove or ward away or stop that good from coming your way. This ayat appears on our 39 Qurans in our masjid, page number 307. The first ayat. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ, the beginning of the 12th, the juz of the Quran. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creation of Allah except that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of the sustenance of this person. So that is the second verse. And the third verse is, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors of mercies, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ. So this is the link to our discussion. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ. يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ means to open. If Allah opens up the doors of mercy, then no one can close that door. No one can hold back that mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That appears on our 39 Quran, page 306. And he says the fourth ayat is, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah will create ease after the difficulty. So any difficulty I'm going through, this is in the 28th juz of the Quran, in Surah At-Talaq, page 782. So he says, these 4 ayat I read, and I know if anything is destined, no one can stop it. Any good to come, I got no stress. If that deal is meant for me, it has to come. No one can steal it from my plate. And if a difficulty is to come my way, no one can stop it. It has to come, it's destined. And if there's any difficulty, I know there's ease to come after the difficulty. I know there's definitely ease to come. That is why the poet says that if you find yourself in any difficulty, فَفَكِّرْ فِي عَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ. He says, look at Surah Alam Nashrah. You will see that the word عُسْر is between two yusr. فَإِنَّ الْعُسْرَ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ. Any difficulty comes your way. He says, look at Surah Alam Nashrah. Open up the Quran. You will see the word usr. Us means difficult. Usr is also yusr. So yusr is ease. Usr is difficulty. So if you look at the word usr in the Quran, before it comes the word ease and after it comes the word ease. He says, don't complain of the difficulty that has come your way, for before it you enjoyed ease. And be patient, for ease is to come your way again. Is this a momentarily very short amount of difficulty that Allah, or a test, or a challenge that you will be going through. So he sees these four ayat, I've got no stress in life. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi used to make dua, Allahumma kama sunta wajhi ani sujudi li ghayrik, fasun wajhi anil mas'alati li ghayrik. Oh my Allah, as you have protected my face from making sajda to anyone besides you, please protect me from making dua to anyone besides you. That I shouldn't ask anyone for anything. If there is any person I should ask, it should be you. One pious person, the minister sent some goods. How much gift? He sent for him gifts that will last him one entire year. He sent him gifts that will last him one entire year. There was food, luxuries of the world, whatever you could think about. Very rich person. This pious person told that servant, do me a favor, go back to your master. Go back to your master and tell him that with respect and honor, please take back his gifts. Because I am the servant of that master, I am in his care, that even if he gets angry with me, he doesn't stop his gifting. If you're going to get angry with me, you'll take it away, or you'll stop it for the next year. I must say one thing, well, there's no discount tomorrow. So my Allah, he's taking care of me. Even if he gets angry, he's not going to stop anything. So please take your gifts away. I think so we mentioned it, I'm not too sure. Mufti Taqi Saab, Damat Barakatuhum, still alive. His father is Mufti Shafi Saab, who has authored Ma'riful Quran, Tafsir of the Quran. So Mufti Taqi Saab says that he was with his father in the car. As we were moving around, came to a stop street or a robot, and then the beggar comes, and the beggar knocks on the window, on a very aggressive voice. He says that, give me something. For Allah's sake, give me something. So Mufti Saab put the window down, put his hand in his pocket, and he gave this person some money. So the son of Mufti Taqi Saab is telling his father, you see, Abbaja, you know, this beggar, he's not deserving of it. You gave him that money, but he's not deserving. They do it as a job. All the time they begging. So Mufti Shafi Saab says, he's turning to his son, and he says, Mufti Taqi Saab, beta, you right. What you said was right. This man wasn't deserving. But you think about it. If Allah had to give us his bounties upon and according to being deserving, how much will we get? If Allah had to give us his mercies according to how deserving we are of it, how much will we get of it? So he gave him a point to think about. Many a times, I mean, in Durban, it's a common thing. Every robot you go in, you don't know what to do. You know, must you give, mustn't you give? Someone is selling, other person is begging. And sometimes, you know, I see him all the time, etc. So Allah subhanahu, anyway, khair, that was one incident that just came to mind. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, one day he wrote a letter to his governor of Kufa by the name of Mughira bin Shu'ba radiallahu anhu. He told him that, please, I want you, if you heard any hadith, so Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu wrote the hadith back, and he says that, I heard Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam after every salah, he used to make the dua, Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi min kal jaddu. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, no one can stop what you want to give. Wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, no one can give what you are withholding. Wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi min kal jaddu. No riches can help any rich person in your court. So this was, and he told him that if you read this dua after every salah, there will be sukoon in your heart. You'll be content with every of the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You won't be chasing anymore. There will be ease, comfort in your heart. So this is one dua, Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi min kal jadd. Try and recite this after every salah. And Sheikh Ali Tantawi rahimahullah, he was the Grand Mufti of Egypt. I think so, 6 years he was the Grand Mufti of Egypt around the 1980s. 1996 to 2010, passed away 2010. From 96 to 2010, he was appointed as the chief imam of Al-Azhar University. And he retained this position till the moment he passed away. So he has written one kitab, Al-Babu Alladhi La Yughlaqu Fi Wajhi Sa'il, that door which is not closed in the face of a beggar. That was the title of his kitab. The door that does not close on the face of a beggar. In there he has written an incident. So he had traveled to America. So he says that when he has been to America, then he heard of an incident that took place. That there was a father who had 6 children. Father was a hard laborer, he was a farmer. Mother was a hard worker also. They brought up their children diligently with iman, taqwa, lillahiyat, keeping them on the straight path, always remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says, one day the youngest son who was 13 years old, he was playing outside and a boulder from a mountain very close by had rolled down, hit his knee and he was injured severely. But he knew that the only person that can see to any of his needs was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he never complained. Never tell anyone anything. Went into the house, massaged himself, and he stayed indoors. Did like nothing happened, but he was injured severely. So the next day he goes to school, and the second day he goes to school. Third day he comes back, he can hardly walk. So mother sees that he's limping, without even complaining. Mother says, what's happening, why are you limping? Picks up his pants and sees that his leg is swollen. It has turned blue. And very dark blue. So they make an appointment, next day they go to the doctor. Goes to the doctor, doctor looks at it, examines it, worried, concerned, doesn't speak, checks it up again, does another examination. Calls the father on one side, talks to him, and he says, there's no hope of keeping that leg, we'll have to amputate, the poison is spreading. So the son heard it. He started screaming, he says, Daddy, Daddy, don't ever do that. So the father came, he says, don't worry son, don't worry, you are mine, nothing will happen. Everything is okay, whatever the doctor wants to do is good for you. So then he saw that the father is ready to amputate his leg. When he heard that, he started screaming, mommy, mommy, save my leg. So mother quickly ran in. See, what's happening? So no, they want to amputate your leg. So the father spoke to the mother, he says, no, no. We have to amputate, otherwise the poison is going to spread to the rest of the body. It's dangerous for the boy. He may lose his life. So let's cut a leg and save the life. So mother says, son, this is best for you. Just listen to what the doctor has got to do and say. So they're getting ready. So he is looking for some help. He's screaming for his brother who was also in the waiting room. Iddikhar, Iddikhar, Iddikhar. So the brother quickly comes. He says, yes, what happened? What happened? He said, they want to cut my leg. He says, so what you want? He says, I want to save my leg. See, the doctor speaks to him also. He says, we have to cut it. You have to save your brother's life is more important than his leg. So this elder brother, Iddikhar, he says, no. My brother doesn't want his leg cut. You will not cut it. He says, but what you mean? The doctor is saying, we have to amputate to save his life. He says, no, we're not cutting it. Father says, you got no say in this matter. We are cutting his leg. He says, no problem, you as the father want to cut it, me as the brother, I don't want to cut it. So we will have a tug of war to see whether we're cutting it or not. So the doctor says, listen, we don't want all of that, this tussle in my rooms, go home and decide and come back. So they go home. 2 days later, the doctor comes for an examination, looks at him, he says, here, I can't amputate the leg anymore, it's too late. That poison is already traveling in the body, leave it now, forget about it. You rather have a peaceful death, leave him at home. So this boy now, when he heard all of that, immediately he said, oh my Allah, your doors haven't closed. And he started crying to Allah. And he made dua, and he made dua. Now when a person reaches that stage of muddar, muddar means you are in a corner, you're in a catch-22, you know, you're stuck, you don't know what to do. Now when you turn to Allah, Allah is there and he's ready to assist. See, one is we ask Allah, Ya Allah, I've got some difficulty, assist me. So we're asking it half-heartedly. Allah, if there is anything, organize something. You know, we're not like genuinely asking Allah. One is a person who is sick. He's going through that heart disorder or whatever it is. He's going through that cancer, that chemotherapy. He's crying to Allah. One is a person who knows he's going through difficulty. The two du'as can't be the same. So yeah, he knows what he's going through. That boy had yaqeen in Allah and he cried and he cried and he cried. 1 week later, the doctor came to visit and he says, how's the son? How's everything? Maybe he's gone by now. So how's the son? He says, no, much better. There's no more blue, no more red on his leg. Everything is fine. And he started walking. He's on his way to running. He says, what you talking? Doctor examines. He says, yes, there's no poison left in the body of this child. There's no poison left in the body of this child. So Sheikh Ali Tantawi rahimahullah, in that he says, if I tell you the story, what will you say? You say, Sheikh, you're telling me a fairy tale. This is bedtime stories. I know it's late now. These are bedtime stories. Sheikh Ali Tantawi says, what if I tell you that this youngster later on became the president of America? Will you believe me? And then he gives the name of that boy who later on in his life, he became the president of America. Can't recall the name, but he mentioned it in his kitab. That the same person became the president of America. But he was on the brink of death, just about to die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that ability and the tawfiq that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say that when we read Ya Fattahu, any difficulty that needs to be opened, Ya Fattahu, 70 times, especially after the Fajr Salah, is very effective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah.